Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Forward Life podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. Talked a little bit about who I am and how I feel about myself. But today we're going to go into topics that I found on Reddit that I think are pretty important and that are really crucial for people that are starting out to kind of understand and you know, have to go through. Some of the things that I like the first one I have here, but the last one is really important, and I hope you guys stay tuned and listen to that. So the first post that I have here is I won't say their usernames. I was going to, but I feel like never mind. This first username here, the topic says 15-year-old streamer reached affiliate, mom won't let me fill out tax interviews. And so on the post, he explains how his mother, he's 15-year-old, his mother won't allow him to use his social security number to file the taxes and go on to Twitch in order to gain revenue from actual streaming. So the few things that I want to bring up here are kind of important and kind of subjective, in like they're kind of my opinion. But the one thing that I want to say is that you definitely should listen to your parents. You know, they understand the situation about what you want more than you do. And it's kind of weird and kind of rough to say, but I know growing up for myself, there's a lot of things that I wanted to do that I knew would cost me money, and because I wasn't working, I would have to listen to my parents. But you also have to know that sometimes they're holding you back. It's all relative. You gotta, you know, be able to look at your own situation and work around it. But the thing that I think is really crucial about this situation is that we definitely need to educate our parents on the possibilities of what we're working on, you know, as kids or even people that are much older, what the possibilities are and how to teach them what is like in the new or in the now type of things that can help create revenue and create some kind of income on the internet, especially because the internet is fairly new, not even 100 years old yet. So the thing is that what we need to do is definitely talk to them and get them in tune with everything. But the thing is that with this whole thing, I feel like a lot of kids that are really young, that are super, super young, are getting into streaming because of their favorite games and their favorite streamers on the game. Now, this example doesn't necessarily only work in tune with like Ninja or you know, Fortnite in specific. You can have people that play, let's say like Mr. Grimm's playing PUBG, or Avoiding the Puddle playing Tekken 7, right? The example is the same. The example is the same. It's just more of the concept, right? You have these kids that watch these channels and think, hey, you know what? That seems a lot of fun. I can do that. The thing that really bothers me, and I guess is more the asshole part of me, and I hate to become like the asshole, but the thing that I really don't like is when you have these streamers, these little kid streamers coming onto the stream, the streaming world, and oversaturating and overcomplicating the way that viewers get to channels that have spent so much of their time, you know, invested into streaming, just to have a stream where it's just video game and the camera, and they're just streaming for like 6 hours. They start doing that and then they kind of just give up after a month or two. So a lot of this stuff is like, and it's a complaint that I have with not only the kid streamers, but really popular streamers as well, or not really popular streamers, but a lot of the older streamers as well, that kind of just turn on the stream. They do it for a while. They get 10,000 followers and they don't do anything with it. They just have it there. It's a number to them and they blow it off like it's nothing. I feel like we see a lot of the success that can happen from streaming, but we don't do anything with it. We don't use it for good, or we don't use it to build a platform that people can, you know, get assistance on. It's very disheartening, to say the least. But for this situation in particular, like, the parents should be able to give the child the opportunity to attempt. And the person streaming doesn't have to do it with an affiliate link. They don't have to have an affiliate link to their account. They can do it without. They can become a streamer without having to put your social security number or become an affiliate to then later on make money off of it, when they can easily continue what they're doing, get like thousands of followers and hundreds of viewers, to then later when they're older, have it become a partner account. And I think that's the best thing that someone can do if they don't want to have like the social security number in like on Twitch. You know, you can still get donations, you can still sell merch, you can still do all these different things outside of Twitch that isn't specific to Twitch, and you'll be happy enough because you're just going on stream and streaming. So I think becoming an affiliate is kind of overplayed and kind of over, I don't know what the word is, but like it's overhyped in a way. I really feel that being affiliate is nothing more than a way for you to make a small bit of money before becoming partner, where you can still, like, you can literally still make that same amount, the same small amount of money, even though you're partnered, right? It's no different. It's all about viewer retention, how you market your things, and really being affiliate shouldn't be the focus. Being a partner shouldn't be the focus. It's all about how you're making, and how it's all about how good you're making your content, how good you are at retaining your viewers, how good you are at attention retention, right? That's what's gonna make or break the entire streaming, your entire streaming quote unquote career. But again, that's just my subjective side of it. I really hope that parents do see like how the future is becoming with in terms of being able to make money off the internet, especially with like ad revenue being a big thing, SEO, and, you know, all these ways to optimize your discovery on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, you know, all that different things, all these different things. The Twitch is just another platform that you have to use, you know, to get this income from the internet. It's all possible. It's all easy. Okay, so the next topic, and I'm sorry if you hear anything in the background, I apologize. That the window fully open, I live on the main street. It's always a problem when I'm streaming. Always a problem when I'm dealing with things. I absolutely hate it. I want to move up north, where there's like nobody. Just live in a cabin. Just have a room where I sleep and stream. That's it. And I'll go out and I'll hunt for my food. something stupid like that. Okay, so yeah, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next topic here. This topic is something that really pisses me off. Really pisses me off. It really makes me so mad. And I don't know what... The topic is, I have two strikes for relatively minor things. Should/can I create a fresh account? Okay, and then they go on to explain of how they... They got two strikes. They're an affiliate. They got two strikes. They are worried about getting a ban in the future, and they don't want to do something in the future that might get them banned, and then have these two bans be the decider of whether they should be indefinitely banned or not. Okay. I have two things here. I'm very mad at the person that's streaming for them to not understand the terms of service, and I'm very mad at the way that Twitch doesn't necessarily, well, I at least I don't know. Maybe I should just research it, but doesn't necessarily provide a means of showing how bans work and how the way they issue bans and issue ban appeals and how it works in terms of their way of monitoring your past and how things were in the past for your stuff. So like if I get banned two times in the next half a year, right? If I don't get banned for another 3 years, do the two bans that were provided to me before affect the new ban, making it more severe or making it so that I lose my account? Something very, very important that I think should be talked about, but I think it's more important that we talk about it not having to come to that part, not having to come to that place where you have to question that. And I think it's really important for people to go through the terms of service and read every single character, not every word or sentence or paragraph or every page, every single letter that is typed onto that page needs to be like downloaded into your mind. It should be retained in your mind, and it should be provided so that it always is there in the back of your mind when you're streaming. So again, that those are the two things that piss me off. And the third thing that really gets me riled up is the amount that the Twitch kind of, you know, imbalancingly, is that a word? It's very imbalanced in the way that they kind of they essentially give people leeway, and others they give it a harder kick right away as soon as you see that it happened. You can see that a lot with, oh god, do I even talk? You see that a lot with a lot of the quote unquote thought streamers. You know, there's so many times, like, I would love to be on stream and just have my shirt off as a male. Like, I can't do that, or have a wife beater, but I can't do that. But there's so many streamers and so many places on Twitch that allow for topless women to have just their areola covered, and for it to be considered streaming and completely in the terms of service just because they have it as art. And one of the bigger things that they have mentioned onto their streams is that you can have nudity in a video game as long as it's not the main focus. So even if you have a game that might show like an 8-bit tit, you're gonna have you won't have any complications with your channel because it's not the main focus of your stream, which is perfectly fine. I get that. Cool. My thing is that I don't want it to be, I don't like it when people have more, I guess, privilege. I hate using that, but you know, people have more leeway than others. People can go get away with more things. I really hate using the word privilege. Getting more leeway and more, you know, more room to kind of flex than other streamers. I really feel that it all should just be definitive. It all should be the same way. And I don't know who moderates the moderators, but I feel like that should be a thing where, okay, guys, here are the things that you need to, I hate the background noise. Here are the things that you need to really know in order to moderate your channels. Is the streamer doing this? Is the streamer doing that? Is the streamer, you know, overly sexual? Is the streamer swearing too much or using too much derogatory terms? Is the streamer, you know, using too much music that has these derogatory terms? Are they playing a video game that has too much nudity? Do they continuously look at the nudity in that stream? All depending, it all should be talked about more in depth, and there should be maybe not a council, but there should be a way for there's so many trolls. I was gonna say there should be a way for people to vote on these type of things, like the whole community, but there's so many trolls. There's so many trolls and so many people that don't look at things objectively, not subjectively, but objectively, in order to actually get Twitch to be a better place than it already is. But it needs to be, there's that better place line, I guess, that you need to cross. I don't know. This is just my thoughts. This is just something that I've thought about and kind of want people to kind of get better at, I guess. And Twitch has been here for a really long time. Even back in Justin TV, they had a lot of moderation things, but you know, you are your own platform now. You should definitely have ways of monitoring these type of things. But back to the topic here, should they create or can they create a fresh account? I say no. I say that I say that you should keep the account that you have, and definitely have these things lingering on your account, but not be a thing that decides your next ban. And I definitely think that you should never be in a position that you have strikes on your account. You know, always learn your terms of service. Always learn it so that you know how to moderate your channel and moderate the chat that you have in your channel. And also moderate, you know, how other people are working on things and kind of be like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to be like that streamer, so I'm not going to bother. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. There's so many channels that are like more reformed now. Like I think Twitch has become a place where a lot of streamers are like, oh man, they're serious now. Let's pull back on our racism. Let's pull back on our sexism. Let's pull back on our you know, derogatory terms, which is perfect, which is great. I think we should do that, right? But I definitely think that we should all stop being offended by small things and just talk it out. Anyways, the next point that we have here is a point that I think is very important for Twitch and all of his content, all of their content creators. I think there's an issue. I think there's an issue with how Twitch is marketing their content. And I mean Twitch as a platform, not Twitch as the creators on the platform, but Twitch as a platform, because there's so many different creators that have their content marketed onto YouTube and Twitter and other places around the interworlds that kind of market their way differently. But Twitch is getting to a point where they have, and I don't like a cut copy type of thing, like a cookie cutter type of content. I rather have it in a space where you can make whatever you like to make and have it unique to your channel, and make it so that whatever you want to do is what you want to do, and it can work if you make it work, if that makes any sense. I hope that makes sense. But so this is the topic. Twitch is introducing a new series called Twitch Creator Camp starting July 31st. So this camp essentially works in a way where they have successful streamers, quote unquote, successful streamers, and they have them come onto their platform and talk about a ways, and has your quote unquote an array of insights from successful creators, including videos with a focus on the most frequent topics surfaced by Twitch's creator community. So I think this is good. This is cool and all, but I feel like you're gonna have, and I think a lot of people here on this message board, on this Reddit comments mentioned this a lot, and they all talk about how a lot of the stuff that would be said on these creator camp videos are going to be things that you have heard left and right, and you have heard time and time again on how to quote unquote have a successful stream, how to quote unquote make your stream from a 0 to a 10. And I think a lot of that is going to be really bad, and I think a lot of it's going to be a bunch of vague topics that people are going to have to grab pieces from and be like, okay, oh, this is what I have to do. Okay, this is what I have to do. Someone like Gary Vaynerchuk, that, you know, spends a lot of time in explaining how things work, he uses a lot of vague topics as well, but he's explaining the vague intricacies of these things, and like a lot of his things that he says is like, you know, no one gives a shit. No one cares about what kind of content you make as long as you're making the content. And he gives a lot of points of like, okay, be very niche, you know, provide people with content, you know, be specific to the platform that you're going to be posting to. If it's Twitter, make posts for Twitter, make posts for Facebook, specifically for Facebook, and know what works on each platform. Specifically on just Twitch, you have to know what kind of works with Twitch. And that is a huge canvas that you can kind of use one corner of it, and everyone uses the rest of the canvas, because your corner is going to be much more different than everyone else's, right? But the thing that I think is going to come from this creator camp is they're going to have a lot of people talking about things that you can already find on the internet. And a lot of these streamers use these other platforms, use these other websites that give them streamer tips. You can go on Twitter, on YouTube right now. You can go on YouTube right now and type in how to grow a Twitch channel. How to grow a quote-unquote successful Twitch channel. And there's going to be hundreds of videos, millions of videos that are explaining the same thing over and over again. How to brand, how to use social media, how to market, network, how to market yourself. You know, if you want to create revenue, how to do it in places other than Twitch, how to, you know, go to meetups and all these different things. And it's all over the internet, and having Twitch's own quote unquote creators camp is nothing more than Twitch saying, okay, we're going to gather all the information that you see on the internet and post it just here. And we're going to have a few select streamers that we think are quote-unquote top partner streamers to be on this channel to explain these topics and explain the same thing that they have learned on the internet that you can learn on the internet on your own, but we're going to say that you learned it through us, that we helped you instead, which is good. Like I said, I like this idea, but I feel like a lot of people have been doing this for the last like 6 years on their own. Right, and what you're creating is this maybe, I mean, I haven't seen any of the content yet, and I fear for the content to be this way. A lot of channels are going to come out to be just cookie cutter channels where they go live, they say thank you for subscribing, and they go offline. You know, and I personally want something better for myself as well, and I do find myself doing that a lot. And there's so many things that you could do to make your stream much more better than just what I explained. But I'm telling you that a lot of the times, streamers becoming a cookie cutter kind of thing is going to be so saturated and it's going to be so overpopulated that we're all going to be doing the exact same thing, and we're all just going to be subscribing to what people call image or what people find appealing to the eye type of thing with you know, with all this stuff. Like I imagine, and I hate it, that the first thing that they're going to provide, the first few videos that they're going to say is that you need to have a webcam. And that's something that people have been saying for the last 3 years, that you need to have a webcam in order for you to succeed on Twitch, which I find complete garbage, because you have so many streamers that don't have a webcam, that have so much character through just their voice, that have made it big. Lyric, Moon Moon, you know, keep on going. The list goes on and on and on. And it's something that I really believe that you don't need a webcam in order to stream. It's highly recommended, but I don't think you need it. I think if you have so much character, if you have so much interesting things to talk about, you can do it. Just like how this podcast is all audio, you're not gonna have a video version of this. Maybe in the future, I don't know. It's all about how you are providing and how you are providing your content and how you are presenting yourself. Even if it's just through voice, get the best microphone that you can get. I think having the best mic that you can get is probably the most important thing on Twitch. That should be on the creator cam. Audio is so important. Audio is so important to me on Twitch. Anyways, guys, this is the last part of the podcast. This is the end of it. Thank you guys so much. I really hope that these podcasts are gonna do well. I don't know if it is, but you can tweet at me at Forward Life on Twitter. The first O, or the O on it, is a zero. So make sure that you do that. I want to acquire Forward Life so bad. You don't understand. I want to acquire Forward Life on Twitch, on Twitter. Jeez, so badly. Like it's killing me right now. I want to have it that I'm going to maybe spend today or tomorrow, or in the weekend or something, trying to get Twitter to give it to me. But it's at Forward Life on Twitter. It's Forward Life on Twitch. And that's the same as how you normally spell it. And I can push other stuff. My YouTube, you can check out my YouTube, is just a lot of highlights from my Twitch. And I'm going to find out how to get this. And don't forget to, I'm going to get this on iTunes and stuff, so you can, you know, rate, review, and comment. And in the future, I'll provide a way for people to actually comment and review on these things. I'll definitely talk about the whole creator camp in the next episode, and like in a future episode, because I do want to follow this thing and make it so that I want to make sure that this thing actually works and does well. I really hope it does well. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.